As you might have read in the West Australian this morning, the McGowan government is just days away from changing the rules to facilitate the entree of mixed martial arts fighting in the octagon. Now, it's no secret that the government had always planned to do this. It was an election promise. They were very open about the fact they said they wanted to do it. So I'm sure that my guest on the program, Mick Murray, the Sport and Recreation Minister, will just say that they're delivering on an election promise. Is that right, Mick?
Well, down that line, Gareth, it certainly is what we're going to do, but with a few checks and balances put into place.
So the media release that's gone out this morning says that this is all about athlete safety. And I understand the arguments that say that if you do MMA in a boxing ring, the combatants can fall out and injure themselves. But, Mick, I've got to say that I do find it a bit hard to get my head around the idea that if you bring in the octagon, surely you are just facilitating the expansion of a sport which involves repeated concussive and subconcussive blows to the head, and seemingly that would make everyone less safe.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the sport is legal anyway. So what we're having it is in a boxing ring where people are falling out onto the concourse and certainly into the front row. So those injuries can happen without the actual blows that are in the ring at the time. So I think we're taking a step forward that can help this sport in the safety sense. But I must say that the other thing I'm very keen on, and certainly made this very, very clear to all, is that we must have proper safety checks, health checks before the fighter goes in the ring, after the fighter comes out of the ring or the mesh octagon, whatever you like to call it, and referees that are of a high standard. If that's not on, I can tell you I'll be bouncing the ball then.
So, Mick, is this about trying to make a sport safer, or is it about trying to attract a big MMA event to Perth and winning the votes of MMA fans?
No, I think it's about making the sport safer. Of course, the side issue will be some of those events that may come to Perth, and I'll say may because there's no guarantee at this stage, but certainly trying to make it safer for those people that participate in what is a legal sport.
Well, I'm interested to hear from the listeners. 922 11 882. There are MMA fans out there. They have told me in the past that I'm ill-informed and I'm wrong about these issues, but I'm very happy to say that I don't like this sport. I think it's barbaric, and I think that we could do with less of it, albeit I know that that will not make me popular among fans of the sport. Mick, I do return to my initial point that suggests that surely this decision will facilitate the expansion of more people doing this sport. Is that what the government wants to see?
Oh, look, the sport is still small in Western Australia, and I'm not sure whether it will actually encourage others to enter the sport. But certainly the people have spoke to me and saying this is what they want, this is what they believe can make the sport safer. But the other point that I want to make very clear is that the last thing we want to do is have this sport in backyards, in industrial sheds, those sort of things where it is not controlled by the government in a health sense. And that could happen if we don't bring this mesh enclosure in.
If the UFC were to hold a big bout at the Perth Arena, which I think they've already said they want to do, would you go?
No. It's not my cup of tea, the sport itself. I'm a boxing fan, but certainly not an MMA fan, mainly because of some of the footage that I've seen previously, and that's why I'm saying about there has to be good refereeing. You know, if someone's been knocked out, he shouldn't take another couple of blows. The referee has to be in there very quickly, and I'm very mindful of other issues in the health side of it.
All right, Mick, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, guys. Catch you later.
Appreciate it. Mick Murray, Sport and Recreation Minister.